Many people may be planning parties as part of the long Labor Day holiday weekend, but state health officials caution that they are seeing a rising trend of foodborne illnesses over the last several years, and they believe that we're making ourselves sick because we aren't taking care to prevent the spread of bacteria and germs. Peter Oshiro is with the sanitation branch and says we all need to pay attention to the basics.
It seems like in the larger community itself, not in the regulated community, in the larger community over the past 3 years, we've seen a rise in the number of foodborne illnesses reported to the Department of Health. So it's gone from about 1,300 maybe in calendar year 16, rose to about 1,800 or so in calendar year 17. Last calendar year 18, I think we had about 2,200. So out of those numbers, these are probable cases that a lot have been reported by physicians through either clinical specimens when people just report themselves to the doctors for general illnesses and they get tested. So they report back to the Department of Health if they have positive lab results for anything. So during that same time period, since we've instituted our placard systems, our new rules, food rules, we've actually seen in fiscal, we use fiscal year for our data, but in fiscal 17, our disease investigation reported about 175 foodborne illnesses to the program that actually regulates the licensed establishments here. So it went from 174 in fiscal 16 to about 147 in fiscal 17. And in fiscal 18, it's down to 127.
So on the regulated side, you're seeing
a drop. Yes.
But just out there in the community, there's a rise.
So what it's telling myself, or someone that's been in the environmental health field for about 30 years now, is that basically people are making themselves sick from eating and preparing their own food. You can imagine how when we go into a restaurant and, sometimes we see some horror stories there, but these are people that get regularly inspected. We never go into people's homes to check them. Most people have no clue how to properly prepare food to prevent foodborne illness. And we feel that that's a big thing coupled with our cultural environment where we all love to eat out. We all love to picnic. Every event we have is centered around people bringing food or us buying food from somebody. And usually it's a combination of both, right? So again, a lot of the illnesses we're seeing is Campylobacter, Salmonella, Shigella. A lot of these are all poultry-based. We eat a lot of poultry in Hawaii. Almost every dish you see at a barbecue is going to have some kind of chicken dish out there. So I think, you know, the way people handle these items may not be doing in the proper manner. So we're looking at ways to maybe do some public health messaging to teach people how to properly handle their own home cooking so they don't make them and friends and relatives ill.
So we're talking like cross-contamination.
Exactly, cross-contamination. Basically not having their food temperatures, refrigerator temperatures proper, not cooking things to the proper temperature is really big, and real simple things like washing your hands before you start eating, making sure that you're not sick yourself if you're the primary cook for the family. So if you do have any kind of, I guess, gastrointestinal maladies, vomiting or diarrhea in the last 72 hours, you really shouldn't be preparing meals for yourself or others. So that's kind of key things that, you know, we don't have any control over in people's homes. But, you know, when we inspect restaurants, we obviously look for things like ill employees. Yeah.
So is the state health department going to try and roll out some campaign around that?
Yeah, so that's what we're working on now and putting together some spots.
I'm thinking at the grocery store with the whole emphasis on the plastic bag ban, right? People are either just trying to carry out all their stuff
in one monster bag, right?
Exactly,
yes.
Or just in their arms. Yeah. But maybe just something simple as bagging the chicken when you get it from the poultry section.
Well, like even just the fact that you're putting it together in one bag is not a good idea. You have, real simple, just have two bags. One for all your raw, if that's what you're buying, raw meats, poultry, and also bag them separately before you put them into that one bag. But absolutely keep those things separate from any things that you're going to ready to eat, like your produce, your lettuce, anything that you're not going to cook, open cans of beverages that you're going to put up to your mouth or in your mouth. Make sure that they don't get exposed to drippings from things like, you know, your raw chicken or beef that can carry pathogenic organisms.
I know regulators are pushing this whole food safety thing.
Right.
I think the feds are coming up with additional rules, mm-hmm. you know, when it comes to farmers, you know, because maybe they're not handling pesticides properly, or mm-hmm. if it's a situation of a rat lungworm, mm-hmm. you know, just so sanitation's a big deal.
It really is. And again, I think people do a lot of things just unconsciously and don't realize what they're doing. And again, it is as basic as washing your hands. That's it sounds so like common sense, but every study we've seen, if you go into a public restroom, you watch people do their thing, very few people, half, might wash their hands properly. And that's being very optimistic. You know, the number is probably much less than that. So if that's how they do it in public, I'm sure that's how they do it at home. And if people are not conscious of their own personal hygiene, that's where a lot of the foodborne illnesses will start.
Yeah. And I've heard the thing, you wash your hands for 2 minutes, like, you know, sing happy birthday.
Yeah, 20 seconds. Actually, it's, it's only 20 seconds.
20
yeah.
seconds, yeah. not 2 minutes.
Exactly. So just under running water, you know, soap your hands up for, I guess, agitate for about 10, 15 seconds. The other 10 seconds, you just rinse it off and use paper towels to wipe your hands. Yeah.
Something
very simple.
Basic.
Very simple, yeah.
You said, I think, at one time that you can walk into an establishment and kind of see if people have been trained properly.
Right. And, you know, part of the inspection really is for 5 or 10 minutes, our inspectors will just sit back and watch people handle food, cook food, prepare raw food, and even as they're shift changing coming into work, do they do basic things like actually wash their hands before they start? Before all our inspectors start the inspection, the first thing they do after they introduce themselves is go straight for the hand sink and wash their hands. So before they start any inspection. So that's part of the inspection itself. If that hand wash sink is not available, what I mean is blocked, which you see a lot of times people are starved for space. So they're going to block it with their cutting boards, which means they're not using that hand sink. There's no soap. They might not have paper towels. Real simple things like that. And that's the first thing that we check. So not nationwide regulated establishments, hand washing violations and temperature violations are the two most violated items. It's universal thing. So these are things that, because we're so focused on it now as the root cause of food illnesses, that's the first thing that inspectors look at is personal hygiene.
Right. And then also, like you mentioned, you know, washing whatever is your produce.
Right. So even, that's key. It's not just the rat lungworm thing. Washing produce, actually your biggest fear should be salmonella, E. coli, things that have gotten on your produce that came from California, the mainland. Those are all our huge outbreaks are coming from. They're not coming from our local farmers. So what that tells you is the way we manage our food supply is changing. So when you have mega farmers that are supplying food to 10, 11, 12 states, you have these huge conglomerates where all these tons and tons of produce are going through the same wash tanks, the same wash cycles. You get one infected employee in that plant and you infect millions of pounds of product, which is why you see huge multi-state outbreaks now on the same product. Cantaloupes, lettuce, right? All kind of things have come up in just recently, and they're all linked to large scale farming. So the washing itself, just the physical removal of anything that could have contaminated, is real key to protecting yourself also. So wash all your produce thoroughly, and that will knock off any quote-unquote slugs or things that also cause rat lungworm. So that's real important to do.
I've seen a lot more of the pre-washed produce. So should you just wash it anyway?
Absolutely. Restaurants, we've been putting out the message to them, and they know the rule is very explicit. It does not exempt pre-washed produce from washing. It goes to this, think about it now, what I just told you about how large-scale manufacturing is done. The same way that they picked that lettuce and bagged it, they're actually handling it more when they quote-unquote triple wash it, which means now people have shredded it, they've put it through another wash process, and triple wash, if they're using three different tanks, that's really what they're doing. So it's, you can imagine the amount of wasted water if you had to wash these mega corporation, like tons and millions of produce in running water that goes down the drain, and it's done in tanks. So which means if one tank gets infective, now you just down the line infective every other tank. So we require all restaurants, even though it does say triple wash, they need to wash it again.
Okay, so if you're at home and you buy one of
absolutely
these things,
absolutely, just rinse it off. You don't have to scrub, right, your lid, but make sure you just at least rinse it off and wash it, yes.
And what was the third outbreak that you said you're seeing? So it's salmonella,
Campylobacter and Shigella. Yeah, and they're all either related to raw food items. Yeah, so those are the things that, you know, we got to control from cross-contamination. And, you know, we've never in the past seen things like salmonella on produce, right? Salmonella is a disease that's in poultry. But obviously either birds are in their farm area and they've somehow gotten into the food chain and now they're in the produce, right? People got to remember that farms are not grown indoors, right? 90% of the stuff is grown outdoors and is exposed to environmental as well as other animals. birds that fly over that may be carrying salmonella. So that's how it gets in the chain.
We're seeing a lot more aquaponics.
Right.
Anything you're seeing on that?
Actually, aquaponics have looked very well. We've actually had to repeal one of our rules because it kind of interfered with the theory of how they were growing fish for eating tilapia typically, and they're growing lettuce and greens on the top. And of course, the nutrients provided by the fish waste feed the produce. Fish waste is safe in the sense that there's no salmonella or E. coli in quote-unquote fish waste, but our rules were very archaic, and it said that you cannot use raw animal waste, and they didn't define what that meant on any produce, period. So that would have just shut down the whole aquaculture industry in the state of Hawaii. So we found a way to just repeal that. We repealed that section of the rule and made sure that the aquaponic farmers could continue to operate. Aquaponics have been a very safe product, and typically, they do take care of a lot of care with their products. So, yeah, we've not seen any problems with local aquaponics produced.
Okay. But as people are out there barbecuing because they don't want to cook at home, it's too hot. Just be careful about the basics when you're out there at a family party.
Right. And especially what we see a lot of, you know, when you marinate, everybody marinates things, beef, chicken, poultry. And what we see a lot is after they finish cooking, people like to sauce the product again with that raw marinade. That's really, really a bad practice. So anything that was are used to marinate raw has to be put on the side and never used again. If you go ahead and pour it in a pot and boil it first, then you can go ahead and use it as a remarinade. But what people we see out in the field when we see picnics, I see it all the time. I see them throwing the cooked chicken back into that raw sauce, and that in itself is a big, big problem. Yeah.
Okay, big no-no.
Yeah.
We've been talking to Peter Oshiro from the Department of Health Sanitation Branch. He has a word of warning about how to avoid making yourself and others sick this holiday weekend.